Hey, this is Eric from the City Harmonic. You're listening to Do Not Keep Silent.
Welcome to Do Not Keep Silent.
Speaking out the name of Jesus in action and word.
Encouraging and equipping.
Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves.
Do what it says. Do not keep silent.
You're listening to Do Not Keep Silent, everybody. And my name is Jason DeZurich. We're sitting down with Jonathan Kahn, the author of The Harbinger, the ancient mystery that holds the secret of America's future. Let's just keep going right on with this interview.
Okay, I'll give you a taste. There's nine harbingers. I'll just touch on some. Okay, in the book, the fifth harbinger is called the Stone of Judgment. And what this is, and it all follows this code in Isaiah, you could say, or this vow. It says the bricks have fallen after the attack, but we will rebuild with hewn stone. Now, of course, they didn't speak English. They spoke Hebrew. And the word for hewn is gazit stone. And gazit stone means a stone that's cut out of mountain rock or quarried. It was made these big, rectangular, massive blocks of stone from mountain rock. So here's what happens. The ancient Israelites, they clear away the bricks that in the attack. They go to the mountains of Israel. They quarry out these gigantic stones. Rectangular blocks, they bring it back to the ground of destruction, they lay it down in place, and they vow over the stone that this is going to be the beginning of their rebuilding, they're coming back stronger than ever, really against God. So what does this have to do with America? Here is the fifth harbinger, is this stone of judgment. It would have to be this biblical stone, would have to somehow appear at ground zero, the destruction ground. Well, here's what happened. After 9/11, in a mountain upstate New York, they go there, they cut out a stone, a massive rectangular block of stone. It's a biblical gazit stone. They bring it to New York City. They bring the stone. They put it on a crane. They lower it down. They bring it to ground zero where the bricks had fallen. And they put it in place, and they have a ceremony around the stone with leaders of New York, New Jersey, famous leaders there. They're vowing, they vow vows of defiance over the stone that America's coming back stronger than ever, and this stone is the symbol of it all, and we're going to rebuild, and all this stuff. And they have no idea they're reenacting the exact thing that ancient Israel, the leaders, did when they were destroyed, leading to destruction. It goes the next thing. It says the sycamores have fallen. It's not just one thing, it's everything. The sycamores have fallen. After the attack in ancient Israel, well, the enemies didn't just hit the cities. They hit the land, and they struck down the trees of the land, particularly the sycamore tree. And the striking down of a tree is a biblical sign of judgment. It comes throughout the scripture. It's the uprooting, you know, the sign of uprooting. God is saying, hey, listen, if you don't come back, you're going to be uprooted. The sign of the sycamore is specifically about national judgment. So here is the sixth harbinger, the sign of the sycamore. And so what could this have to do with America? I mean, if you're looking for trees, the first place you go is not New York City. And, you know, the terrorists have no idea about any of this stuff. And so here's what happened. Eerie thing. In the last moments of 9/11, when last tower is coming down to the earth, it sends out a shockwave and it sends out a beam, and that beam goes across and happens to strike a particular object that happens to be at the corner of ground zero. That object happens to be a tree, and that tree happens to be the sycamore. This biblical sign, the sycamore, is struck down on 9/11. The people of New York make a symbol out of it. They call it the sycamore of ground zero. They literally put it on display. The people gather around this symbol, have no idea this is the biblical symbol of judgment, and everything right down the line from Isaiah happens. The next thing, you go right down, it says the sycamores have fallen, they say, or been struck down, but we will plant cedars in their place. And what they're saying is another act of defiance. What they're saying is, hey, you know, God, you're not going to humble us. The sycamore is a weak tree, but we're gonna take another tree and we're gonna put it right exactly where the sycamore stood. We're gonna replant right there, and it's not gonna be a sycamore. It's gonna be a stronger tree. It says in our English translation, it says cedar. Cedar is a good translation, but it's not what they said. They said the Hebrew, which was erez, the erez tree. An erez tree can be a cedar, but literally it means a pine tree or a cone, conifer, pine. Literally, panacea tree is the best translation. So for this to happen, they would have to replace, the sycamore would have to be moved out in a ground zero. They have to put another tree right in its place, replant, but a different kind of tree that would have to be answered to the biblical sign. Well, here's what happened. 2 years after 9/11, a tree appears in the sky at the corner of ground zero. They're lowering it down by crane into an exact specific spot. It's the exact spot where the sycamore of ground zero stood. They plant it down. What kind of tree is it? It's not a sycamore. It's a conifer tree. It's a panacea tree. It is the biblical Erez tree of Isaiah 9:10. And they put it down, and they have a ceremony around the tree. They call it a symbol. They call it the tree of hope. They declare they're replacing the one with the other. They have no idea they're performing a biblical act that's part of the judgment mystery, the drama of a nation heading to judgment. It gets even more bizarre or more like amazing, because what happens is the next harbinger is the utterance of the vow itself, and that is that the vow that was made, which really sealed their judgment, had to be done by a leader, because it's speaking for the nation and they're setting the course for the nation. It was an ominous thing because it sets the course for judgment. Could this happen in America? The eighth harbinger is the utterance itself. For this to happen, it would have to be an American leader would actually have to vow a vow like that, linked to 9/11, and do it publicly as they did back then. And it would be done in the capital city. That's how it would have been done back then. So for this to happen, I mean, what American leader in the right mind is going to say something like this? Because this is really pronouncing judgment on the nation. But the amazing thing is, it happened. 3 years after 9/11, on the actual anniversary of 9/11, an American leader, famous, he's a senator, he's running for vice president, John Edwards, he goes to Washington, he speaks before a congressional caucus, and he begins his speech about 9/11, and he says, I've got this word to share. And the word that comes out of his mouth is the ancient vow of Israel's judgment. Out of his mouth, he says, the bricks have fallen, but we will rebuild with the stone, and the sycamore has been cut down, but we will. But he does the whole thing, and he has no idea what he's doing. It's out of 30,000 verses, he chooses one that is linking America to judgment. It's linking with a sycamore. It's linking to the stone, all the harbingers. He doesn't even know they exist. He's just saying it. And he built his whole speech around the vow. I mean, he says, we're going to put up the cedars, we're going to do this. He has no idea this is a biblical sign. And one more before to go on other things.
Yep.
And that is that it gets even more, you know, amazing, because if you go back 3 years, you go to actually 9/11 itself, the day after 9/11, the very day after 9/11, the government, America's government, makes its response, gives the nation's response to the world. So this is very significant. And they gather on Capitol Hill, and a joint session of Congress, one man is appointed to give the nation's response. It's the Senate Majority Leader, Tom Daschle. He gets to the Senate floor, this is the morning after 9/11, and he gives the nation's response. And at the end of his speech, the finale, the crescendo of his speech, he says this. He says, there is a word in Isaiah that I think speaks to all of us at times like this. He has no idea what he's about to do.
You are making this up, right?
No. Yeah, I wish.
As I'm listening to this, I'm thinking to myself, this really makes a good novel. But this is not a novel you have written. Is that correct? I mean, you're
well. This is all for real. I mean, every single thing I've said is absolute reality.
Wow.
And it's like an Indiana Jones movie. This ancient mystery that has to do with what's happening now. It's real. Every single word of it. When I wrote The Harbinger. Well, I'll tell you how I did with that.
Okay.
But the final thing is that Tom Daschle, he says he utters the vow. It becomes congressional record. The bricks have fallen. We will rebuild the cedar. All from Capitol Hill on the day after 9/11. And he doesn't even realize, it's like he's prophesying, there is a tree that was just struck down, the sycamore. He doesn't realize they're just finding it. He speaks of the stone. It's like it's going to happen 3 years later. He speaks about the replacement of the trees. He doesn't realize it's all happening. And he says, this is what we are going to do. America, in other words, he proclaims America is going to do Isaiah 9:10, which is going to seal the course. This is ominous. Seal the course, and it's exactly what America is going to do. And it's going to lead to a whole other stream of mysteries that are going to lie behind the collapse of the American economy, which is going to happen later. It's all also part of this ancient mystery.
That is seriously amazing. Friends, we're sitting down with author Jonathan Kahn. He's the author of The Harbinger, the ancient mystery that holds the secret of America's future. And you can find this book, as Jonathan said earlier, you can find it at Walmart. You can find it at Amazon.com. All over. It is a New York Times bestseller right now. And again, you can find that book, The Harbinger, The Ancient Mystery That Holds the Secret of America's Future by Jonathan Kahn. And Jonathan, if you can, if people wanted to get a hold of you, do you have a website or anything they can go to?
Yeah, we have two things. You know, one is the ministry, you know, we have the congregation, but the outreach ministry is called Hope of the World. So if they just write down hopeoftheworld.com or hopeoftheworld.org, they can get in touch with this or other teachings. And then we put up, if they want the full kind of teachings or revelations behind The Harbinger, there's DVDs and CD sets, there's a lot of stuff, and the images of The Harbinger is all there. We put up a Harbinger website to make it easy. It's called theharbingerwebsite.com or theharbingerwebsite.org. And they also put out a DVD. We didn't do this. It's another organization. Put out a documentary called The Isaiah 9:10 Judgment. It's two DVDs on this, and it became like the number one faith video in America. So that's on Amazon. The Isaiah 9:10 Judgment is on Amazon.com.
Okay, great. And you know, I you know what? I wish I had 5 hours to talk with you because
there is
so much here. But for the listener that's listening, I just have a couple questions. You know, I mean, as far as The Harbinger, is there any hope for America?
Yeah.
I mean, what's the answer?
Yeah, yeah. The answer is, you know, people say, well, I'm scared. Like, well, how can I be safe? And in Hebrew, the word for safety is Yeshua, and Yeshua is the name of Jesus, you know, so it's his real name, Yeshua. And so what it's, the safety isn't in trying to find, you know, a bomb shelter or something, you know, the safety, especially in a time of a nation's judgment, the safety is to find salvation in him. If you're in him, you're safe, you know, and no matter what happens, you're safe in one way or the other. The only safe spot is to be in the center of God's will. If you're not in him, it doesn't matter where you are, there's nothing safe. And so the thing is, and if you are in God already, I mean, if you're not born again, get born again, because that's safety, that's it, and salvation. And if you are, get right with God. If you're, you know, if you're not sure things are right, get right with God. It's time. The time is late. It's time to, don't say tomorrow, I'm going to get right. There's no tomorrow. It's now. Get right with God. Whatever you have to do, do it now. Whatever you have to live, live it now. Whatever you have to get out of your life, get it out of your life. Do it now, because now is the time.
So now is the time, everyone. Again, we've been sitting down with Jonathan Kahn. He is the author of The Harbinger. And I just encourage you, go out and get this book, and hopefully we'll have a copy in here soon so we can maybe just give one away for free. That'd be nice. And Jonathan, as we wrap up here, this book is totally amazing, but I always finish with this question. And I know some of our listeners, because of what you've been talking about, really want to hear your answer to this question. And so my final question to you is this. If there was just one thing you could share with people that are listening now, whatever that one thing would be, if God is revealing something even newer than what's been going on with the book, or there's something else going on in Scripture, again, you are a Messianic Jew, what would that one thing be?
As far as new, just a note that the things that we've spoken about, it's like the beginning. It goes all the way up to what's happening now. I mean, it's happening, you know, it's affecting everything right now. It's this whole second thing of mystery. So it goes up as far as that is now. And, you know, but as far as the one thing that I would, you know, say, I mean, it's not much different from what I just, you know, said, because really the most important thing is God. The most important thing is Jesus. The most important thing is being right with him. And, you know, there is a mystery, you know, in The Harbinger that, you know, well, tell me something, Jason. Just how many minutes do we have?
You know what? Well, I'll give you at least 5 minutes. How's
okay,
that?
All right. Let me do this. It's going to bring it home. Thanks, man. Okay. There's a mystery in the Bible that's going to bring it home to this, that when judgment or calamity comes, it comes back to, it returns, or the destruction returns to the place where the nation was dedicated to God, to its consecration ground. With Israel, it was the Temple Mount. That's where they were dedicated, Solomon dedicated, they prayed for the future. When judgment came, it came back to that Temple Mount. When the temple was destroyed, that was a sign that, hey, you know, the covenant's broken, and God's saying, come back, return, my nation. And so the judgment returns to the ground. Now, could there be something in America, could there be a mystery ground with America? And there is. On the first day of America's existence, it wasn't 1776, it was 1789, April 30th. That's the first time we had a president over the government, was complete, everything was complete, Washington sworn in. He, on that first day, he gives a warning. He gives a prophetic warning to the nation that's coming true now. I can't go into it because we just don't have time, but that's part of the book, that it's happening now. Mm-hmm. But then he leads the government to a place to pray and dedicate America to God. And he leads them to a little stone chapel. If we can find out where they did this, where they dedicated America to God on its first day, we have a mystery. So where was it? It was the nation's capital. But it wasn't Washington, D.C. It wasn't Philadelphia. The first capital was New York City. And where did they go? It was Lower Manhattan. They went specifically. They went to a particular place. They dedicated America. America was dedicated to God at ground zero. That ground zero is America's consecration ground. And so the calamity returns to the place of the beginning, where it was dedicated to God. And on that day, and that's the place, that same ground is the place where the sycamore grew, where the harbingers were. They was on that ground. And on that day of 9/11, a shockwave goes forth from ground zero, the dedication ground. It strikes another place. It strikes Federal Hall. That's where Washington was sworn in and gave that prophetic warning. And it strikes, it's like the foundation, strikes the foundation of Federal Hall and puts a crack in the foundation. But on 9/11, all the buildings around ground zero were destroyed or just totally finished, but only one was protected. They call it the miracle of ground of 9/11. It was the little stone chapel where they dedicated America to God. It was protected. And the reason why they say it's protected is because an object blocked the force of 9/11. That object was the harbinger, was the sycamore. The sixth harbinger saved the place. So the point of the harbinger and the book and the point of the mysteries, the whole message now, is not that America be judged, it's that America be saved. But the word that came from this, and the word that came on the day that Solomon dedicated the temple to God, the word was that God gave him was, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their evil ways, then I'll hear from heaven, I'll forgive their sin, and I'll heal their land. That is the word. God is calling not only America, God is calling his people. We are his people. We can't just say, hey, look at America, and there should be revival. Revival begins with us. If my people, it's time to be the lights of America, of the world that we are called to be. It's time to be the salt of the earth we are called to be. It's time to speak up. It's time to spread the gospel. It's time to get the word out. It's time. The key is my people, and the key word is if.
Friends, we've been sitting down with Jonathan Kahn, the author of The Harbinger, the ancient mystery that holds the secret of America's future. Jonathan, this has been, well, just a blessing for me. I have learned a lot, I can tell you that, just by listening to you. So I want to thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much, Jason.
Absolutely.
And I appreciate it. You're a wonderful brother. He prayed with me before the show, and as no other host ever has. So, Jason, thank you so much. You're for real, and I bless it. And just
Praise
say, for
God.
Anybody, if they want to get the book,
yes,
it's everywhere. And if they want to get in touch, it's theharbinger.com or it's hopeoftheworld.com. And I thank you, Jason. It's been more than a blessing and a joy.
Absolutely. And friends, I just want to say this. As the book is nearing conclusion, it's uncovering a prophetic warning given to America's first day of existence as a nation, a warning coming to fulfillment in our time. Through all this, The Harbinger is ultimately a book of hope, though, as it provides an answer, but one based solely on biblical principles. Friends, I encourage you to go out and get this book, The Harbinger, the ancient mystery that holds the secret of America's future. Jonathan, thank you so much.
Thank you, Jason. God
bless. Get out there and speak out the name of Jesus Christ in action and in word. Do not keep silent.
Find us online at worldviewwarriors.org.